Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, back to the Stolen Sports right here, people, on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell 96.9 FM as well. But most importantly, right here in the Barbasavia, tune in, RVD Day is here, people. We got a lot to discuss today in the barbershop, but as always, first, the particulars, people. So I'm going to call in 347-637-3859. Also, since you follow us on social media, you have to say something here. It's absolutely free. Yes, I am. Poor people. But a lot to discuss today. The playoffs are here. They have been here for a week now. Let's discuss them. What you think about them? The Phantom of the Progress. Yes, the 76ers, best team in the Eastern Conference. That's for damn sure. And also, right now, let's bring to the program my man, Micah. You know who you are, brother. Step to the stage, man. You know, they didn't mess up our whole studio. We got to put things in all anew. Micah, his mama calls him that. Well, you can call him Emmy Richmond on the Twitter. Micah, what's going on?
My brother, I'm okay. I am not locked in the fray like I once was. Everything is good just because you know how God is, man. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. For those people who don't know, it's me. It's the guy that you know as M.E. You can follow me on the Twitter, M.E. Richmond. And as always, folks, I got the skills that pay the bills. I have no chill, and I don't shill. You know what it is, God. You know what it is like, Mike. You know they can't teach it. You can't teach it at all.
Hey, you can't teach that.
Well, simply, you can, and your mother taught you that. So somebody can teach you something. But what's going on, man? Long time no see or talk to.
Man, I was wondering what happened, and I was sitting here and I was scared, and I was like, oh, you got to host the show. I was like, I got to host? But I'm not Mike Knox. I'm not hardcore. I don't have three X's in my name.
Hell, boy, that means nothing. But just go ahead and life come on, shine, and do what you do, buddy. Shining like a diamond. I'm saying that's what Rihanna said. I can't sing like her. I'm not going to try to sing like her or nothing like that. But I do want to talk about the NBA playoffs today. I do want to talk about Dez Bryant to the Giants.
What?
I do want to talk about the WWE shakeup as well. What do you think about that Dez Bryant to the Giants thing? That one's kind of – I think it would work, but how are you going to pay them both? Are you going to pay them both? A lot can be determined on that front.
I don't know, man. I don't know. It's easy. If Dez Bryant wants to beat up on the Cowboys, all he has to do is take less money. It's That's all he has to do. All he has to do is take less money. Let Odell be the quote-unquote number one. He'll be the third down. I'm a big guy. I'm slow, but I'm big. I create separation with my body, and I just put my body in front of the defender. The defender can't catch over me. I mean, I think it's pretty simple. If he does go, I mean, that'd be nice. I don't know if him and Odell will be able to – I don't know if they'd be good for us, man. That's like having – well, no. I mean, T.O. and Ocho Cinco could do it. If T.O. and Ocho Cinco could do it, they can probably do it.
Ocho Cinco could do what?
Well, if T.O. and Ocho Cinco could be a tandem, then they could probably be a tandem.
Hogwash. But live on the line right now, all the way from the DMV, he ain't got no ID because we know one thing, they will lock his black ass up in the DMV, especially today. And I know he don't even partake. What's going on there, my brother? I used to call him the king, but he says only one king, so I guess he's a prince now. What's going on, Wally?
You're good, Wally.
You there?
Okay. I'm going to say to call my man Marshawn Lynch, you know why I'm here.
So you don't get burned?
You know why I'm here. No, like all my man Marshawn said, you know why I'm here.
Well, what I do know is a lot of things in the NFL going on. So before we jump into the NBA, I do want to discuss this Dez Bryant thing, because me being an NFC East fan, you being an NFC East fan, this channel being the NFC Network, the Washington Redskins, HTTR that is, hashtag, Dez Bryant to the Giants scared me on a football front. But I don't think all the talk about the attitudes would clash, because they just – I don't think they'd get along. I mean, I think they would get along just fine. But the money, I think, would begin to be the problem for the New York football Giants. Your take on that one, Wally, and then Mike, if you pick up from there.
I think everybody wants Dez. You got people in the DMV who want Dez, which is surprising. A lot of people I'm a fan of getting Dez, to be honest with you. The Giants want Dez. The thing about that situation, it's all predicated on Eli Manning. That's how I look at it. If I'm Dez Bryant and, you know, I'm a free agent, am I going to get enough footballs, enough receptions to put my name back out there as being a guy who can get paid? Because to be honest with you, I can only see a team getting Dez Bryant for a one-year deal, because if you look at his production, it's not going to warrant, and it's sad to say, because of the market and what he's done over the last couple of seasons, his market value isn't high. So he's not going to get a contract like, say, some of the guys that we saw in the offseason. So, yeah, Dez Bryant is going to take a one-year deal, and he has to sign with a team or a quarterback. Not a team, a quarterback that can make his numbers look right.
Yeah, and see, and now you got to ask yourself, well, do you trust Eli Manning to be the guy who actually does that? And, you know, we've seen that what Eli is able to do with elite wide receivers. But my question is, my question is this. You know, we know what his production has been. Is he willing to take less money based on that knowledge and bet on himself, a la Darrell Revis, a la Joe Flacco, you know, a la guys who they bet on themselves for the next season, they showed up, and then got the contract that they actually want? So, I mean, Dez is in that position where he could be a valuable asset, but based on what he has done beforehand, his essential value is not to the double-digit millions.
If I'm Dez Bryant, to be honest with you, I'm playing with the Packers. I'm gonna be real with you. I'm playing with the Packers. If I'm Dez Bryant, I'm playing for cheap too. I'm playing for five. If you give me $8 million, I play with the Packers. But I'm signing a 1 year deal. And if A-Rod does what I believe that A-Rod can do for him, ball placement, I'm taking that. And I'm taking that because I know that on the flip side, I can bet on myself and I can put up numbers, because I know, one, they don't have a number one wide receiver because they let Jordy Nelson go, and the other kid's still relatively young. If I am able to make plays for Aaron Rodgers and he's going to put the ball where it needs to be, because I don't need separation. When you're Aaron Rodgers, you don't need big-time separation. All you need is a little bit, he'll get you there. So if I'm Dez Bryant, to be honest with you, if I'm looking at money and production, right, I know I signed a one-year deal for $8 million. I'll do an $8 million one-year deal. And then I know with Aaron Rodgers, my numbers will be inflated. All I'm taking, because now my market value is even higher than the following year, I'm going to get paid $14 to $15 million easily if I play well with Aaron Rodgers.
But that's the easy call, right? To me,
I get that. I think that makes perfect football sense to go play with somebody like the baddest man on the planet is Stephen A. Smith for some matches, Aaron Rodgers. But we all know the baddest man on the planet is Tom Horatio Rodriguez Brady. You just don't want to admit it. But you got to go there if you're dead, if they offer it to him. The question is, we know they've been spending this year at Green Bay. Are they going to continue to spend and go get the receiver that they do need to get? Or can Dez get all of that in New York and then be in New York? Where's the biggest light? Where's the biggest high risk, you know, high rewards going to be coming from? I think it could come being paired up with Odell, because I don't think Dez is a number one receiver anymore. I don't think he has number one in him anymore. Not that he can't do number one things, because I personally, like I did in the quarterback that was in Washington, Kirk Cousins, the magic man, if you will, so to speak, I believe in Dez Bryant. I don't want him to go to the Giants, but I think that would be trouble for the whole NFC East if they're all healthy. That's with every team, in my opinion, there. Wally?
No, I think that Dez Bryant, going anywhere, he's a motivated dude. I think he's – like you, I believe he lost a step. But it's one thing that Dez Bryant has that not many wide receivers have. And I've been saying this, you know, even when people were talking about, oh, I don't want Dez Bryant here in D.C. If he's in New York, he has a dog mentality. Like, you can't take that away from anybody. Like, a dog mentality is special. Like, if you got that dog, like Terrell Owens had that dog, Randy Moss had that
dog. Of course.
Even
of course.
When you have that dog mentality, where you can take a five-yard pass – and five players have to bring you down. You're a wanted asset. I don't care what anybody tells you. Like, so Dez Bryant still has that. He still has the ability to make plays. Like, is he elite? Is he Julio Jones? Is he Antonio Brown?
Of course.
No.
Of course
I never thought he was. I never thought. And I'm a big Dez.
Agreed.
And I've always
agreed.
Been a Dez Bryant fan.
Yeah,
I've always been in college.
That's why I hate him going to the Dallas Cowboys. I was a fan as well. I agree with you.
I was always a fan of Dez Bryant. But he's never been. When he was compared to Calvin Johnson, I laughed at it. I was like, he's not even close to Calvin Johnson. But Dez Bryant is still a playmaker. He's still a baller. He's just not those dudes that people try to make him out or compare him to be. He's not those dudes. But is he an asset, a valuable asset? Yes. So he plays for the Giants. If, you know, Eli Manning isn't playing like crap, you can utilize a Dez Bryant. But he didn't even utilize, say, a Brandon Marshall, who to me is a talented – I mean, he's not the same dude he used to be last season, but he was still talented enough. And he couldn't utilize Brandon Marshall. So can he utilize a Dez Bryant? That's another question. Can Eli utilize Dez Bryant the way – that he needs to be utilized, utilized or whatnot.
Let me ask you this, Mike, and we can put this thing to bed, like the NFL season, for just six more days, I'm sorry, to draft. NFL's never dead, right? So that analogy makes no sense. I think about football year-round, okay? That's how good the NFL is to me. But let me ask you this much, Micah. Where would you rather see him go? Just that simple. Dez, if you're Dez Bryant, where are you going, Micah?
If I'm Dez Bryant and they want me, I would rather go to a place like Minnesota.
I'd
rather go to a place like Minnesota. Yeah, I'd rather go to a spot like Minnesota, where I know I have a quarterback who can give me the ball. Because, see, a lot of these things, a lot of people don't understand that wide receivers' numbers are also relative to the person that's throwing them the ball. And Dak Prescott is not Tony Romo, to where he and Dak Prescott don't have the same relationship that Tony Romo and him had. So Dak Prescott's main target has been Cole Beasley. And it wasn't Cole Beasley, and it was Jason Witten. So you know, it was predominantly Cole Beasley as far as wide receivers are concerned. And it wasn't – and, yeah, Dez had a problem getting the separation, things like that. But Dez, I believe in order to flourish, he needs someone like a Stephon Diggs across from him. He needs an Odell Beckham across from him. So that way all of his touches are because
this
the other guys –
This is all Dak's fault. This is all Dak's fault. If Dak's
it is not Randy Colstar's fault.
Okay, then that's what it would be.
Dobbs!
Okay, so that's all
I'm saying. See, I'll say this on Kirk Cousins. Like, he would have the same issue with Kirk Cousins, though, too. Because Kirk Cousins, you got to be open for Kirk Cousins to give you the ball. You got to be open. That's a difference.
3-4-7.
You got to be open.
6-3-7. 3-8-5-9. Dez Bryant, don't come to the NFC East. It's not the Eagles. Okay, that's what I want to say. Other than that, I'm not going to be one of the Eagles fans that don't want Dez. Dez, come to Philadelphia, please. Everybody else is getting trendy players. Can we get a new shiny toy this year? We haven't had a toy this year. Michael Bennett wasn't a shiny enough for me. So, Dez, can you be shiny? Pause. No growth back. 347-637-3859. Shout out to Rob Van Dam for the likes there on Twitter. As it's RVD day to day. But I got to talk about the phantom of the mask. The phantom of the process, I call him there, Wally. Joel Embiid and his clumsy ass, to me, are the best team in the NBA Eastern Conference. I was thinking this before the playoffs started with the intent that he was going to play, and he played last night. Because people can say what they want to say about the Cavaliers and LeBron James, who is the best player the league has seen since Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, to put things in perspective without arguing. Okay? He's in that category, people like him or not. Okay? But that's all they have is the king. And I get that's all you need in the East is the king. Before, I think the Philadelphia 76ers are good enough to win the Eastern Conference. I picked them. And he began the playoffs. I was not here, so you did not hear my words, but now you hear my words. I'm going to start with you, Micah. And then, Wally, I definitely want to hear what you got to say about my opinion. Now, I'm not saying he can win the championship. I don't think no one, and I mean no one, can beat the Golden State Warriors except for the Golden State Warriors. I'm going to believe that. Not the way I see a team constructed right now. But I'm going to go with you, like I said, Micah, the phantom of the process. 76ers with a 20-point win. Pull away in Miami. As I'm watching this game, I'm screaming. I know the coach and Wally. I'm a baseball coach, not a basketball coach. Different kind of coaching skills are involved in those different sports there. But I'm still a coach nevertheless, Wally. And I'm sitting there saying, this is how young players become better. You got to overcome the crowd. I thought they did all that, Micah. Can the Philadelphia 76ers not only win this series, but win the Eastern Conference playoffs?
Ooh, boy. That's a... I don't know, man. I may have to call you Mr. Fantastic because that may be a bit of a stretch. I'm just saying that.
Well, she likes the way I stretch when I begin my exercises.
Oh, exactly. So, I mean, hey, well, you know, Wally's got the fantastic basketball mind. Y'all know me.
Football. Head, but he's dead now. Go ahead.
The
studio being deleted. You know what I'm saying?
How did Matt Hardy get a hold of your studio? I don't understand. How did Matt Hardy get a hold of the studio?
Delete! We've been deleted. You know, whatever. Well, go ahead. The phantom of the process. I'm hashtag Eddie that. I'm hashtag will lock that. Don't be up. That the Philadelphia 76ers will win the Eastern Conference and dethrone King James.
Lock it up.
Well, I can see them going to the Eastern Conference Finals because of who they have to play. But
question
is, yeah, I know. But the congratulations. I don't see them winning the Eastern Conference Finals. I believe that this, what's going on right now with Miami, is one of the best things that could ever happen to them and their growth. And they're growing tremendously. Unlike the young players, the younger players, and the non-playoff experienced players that Cleveland has, right? They're non-playoff people, or they haven't seen the playoffs in a long time. They're rising to the challenge. They're not shrinking away from it. They're rising to the challenge. They're getting physical. They're getting gritty. So that's kind of what you need to play real good hardcore basketball.
Here's the butt.
When they shut down and closing on Ben Simmons, and when Joel Embiid was not on the floor, how they were able to get to the basket. I believe those vulnerabilities will be exploited by better teams than Miami as they continue to go on. So do I see them get into the Eastern Conference Finals? Yes. But if they're meeting Toronto, it's Toronto, so I won't believe it until I see it. But if they're meeting a team that can gash them and has better scoring than Miami – then that what we just saw that's going on with Miami and stuff, that's not going to be the case. The score's going to be much closer. It's going to get a little tighter, and I don't believe that they're
going
to come to that next level. Now, if they do, I'll give them all the credit in the world. But that's what I see when I saw one of these last three games. I saw mm-hmm. how they've been playing defense on Ben Simmons. I saw how mm-hmm. they actually try to get in Joel's head, which they're not going to be able to do because he's transcendent. But what's going to happen here is can the better teams take advantage of the hole that's left open when Joel Embiid's not on the floor, and can they contain Ben Simmons? Because then you're going to have to rely on everybody else like Bellinelli. And Bellinelli and J.J. Redick to go ahead and help you out and be your second and third option if they have to shut down Ben Simmons.
I've been politely trying to say, hold on, without giving you a sandwich wiki, because you got blind tagged, and I thought he would just say blind tag, and he never went blind tag. So,
oh, I didn't hear you. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You asked to come on. Are you there, sir?
I was going to let him finish. I was going to allow him to finish his thought.
I didn't want the thought because he repeated it. Not once.
I know.
But twice.
I was going to allow him to finish so I can get
not
over
once,
and say
not
what,
twice.
What's
not
going
three.
On.
Not
see.
We got to bring that
one
back, okay?
I'm not going to say he's hating because it's his opinion, and
of
I don't
course.
Think and his opinion is not
uh-huh.
based in haterate. Okay,
I wanted Wally going to blind tag you right back and have this be a first ever double blind tag and then maybe a triple to a quadruple blind tag. Go ahead.
It's not his opinion is not based in hate, right? But I do need to point out that
is this be biased?
My brother over there has been a little down on the Sixers since the beginning of the season. Okay, he hasn't been a believer.
Yes, he has.
And I myself. Admittedly, when we picked records in the beginning, I think I had the Sixers winning either 36 or 38 games. I don't remember the numbers. Okay. I'm going to say that what he said is right. Better teams will exploit Embiid not being there, but that's what you do in the NBA. That Miami Heat exploited Embiid not being there in game one and two. But the Sixers were able to outscore the Heat by damn near 30 in game one because – they just made an inordained amount of three-point shots, right?
Players got to play.
I have to say this.
I admit, when the
playoffs begin, I say, yeah, I think they can get to East Conference Finals. But I got to think about now as I look at each team, I say, what team, if the Sixers are on their game,
no.
you have to score a
no,
lot of points
no
to,
team
to beat the Sixers.
Oh, let me interrupt you for a second, blind tag. Because – the one team I think we talked about, I didn't even want them to play with the Miami Heat because I thought Whiteside, to me, in the regular season, and going back to even a little bit last year, to me, plays Embiid better than any other center in basketball. You know, he roughs them up, okay? And I think, you know, contrary to belief about what the national media may have you thinking, Embiid can get roughed up. And the one thing about Embiid that I don't like that scares me as a fan of his, I think he's a little clumsy. He just falls too much.
He's a baby deer. He's a baby deer.
Okay. Is that a doe?
I guess. I'm not really sure.
Mike is the teacher. He's supposed to interrupt us there and fix that, but he didn't. So he left us
he,
that
he's a
on
baby
the
deer. Every time he leaves his feet as a Sixers fan, I'm nervous. I'm not going to lie. Okay? But when I look at the East, I feel like, you know, when I say any team can come out of the East that's in the playoffs right now. Any team. Okay? But the Sixers have a combination right now. Since they made the signing of Ilyasova and Bellinelli, the Sixers have a combination of defense and ridiculous offense. They can shoot it from the outside. Ben Simmons can drive to the bucket if he needs to. Embiid is dominant. Nobody is stopping him in the East and down low. Okay. The Sixers have, I think, the best opportunity to make it to the finals, to make it out of the East and into the finals. And the only thing I really believe that can stop them is themselves because they tend to shoot themselves in the foot with turnovers. Terrible, terrible team with turnovers, okay? I think in game two they had like 15 turnovers, which led to 17 points, and I think they lost the game by, what, was it 10, I believe, something like that? 10, 20 points, something like that. So if the Sixers, I've been saying it for a while, now I haven't been on the show, you know, what's up, guys? If the Sixers can take
Jay
care
Chris,
of the ball,
Jay Chris.
Mm-hmm.
If the Sixers can take care of the ball, they cannot be beaten. I'm stamped. If they take care of the ball, they cannot be beaten.
You didn't say the one thing I thought I was going to say, and I'm going to get Wally in here. I just think it's too much being said about the guys that, and I'm going to say this because I'm, and it's not the, you know, Colin Coward, you don't want none of this, okay? Okay, you just don't want this. As you try to
don't bring up that name in my presence.
Bring down Philly, you know, Philly fans, whatever. It's not just something in the water, okay? It's happened to every city, and now the balance of power has shifted to the city of brotherly love, as big cities have them. There's been years since Philly's had it. And that's not just necessarily me saying championships every year, but to be a contender. To me, that's what being a fan is about, is being a fanatic about your team. Just, as long as you give me something to cheer for, I can live with a loss. It's when you don't give me something to cheer for, I can't deal with a loss. And these young boys are doing, you know, old freshmen can't make the NCAA championships. They did, starting back with the Fab Five, or got close, then Kentucky. They do happen. So I don't want to hear, oh, they got 10 years left. I heard, you know, Cuz saying that today on the radio, you know, this team may be good for the next 10 years. Let's be good now. I think they can be good now because I think sometimes these millennials don't live for the moment that you say is big. And I give them credit sometimes where credit is due when they do that. And I think the Sixers team, the way they overcame that crowd to me, getting pushed, trying to get roughed up, Dwayne Wade, again, thinking they can't. And that's why I'm going to go with Dwayne. Dwayne Wade can't beat the Sixers at this stage of Dwayne Wade. If Dwayne Wade was 6 years ago, I'll be scared that Dwayne Wade team, this team could beat him because he wills them with enough toughness to do that. So that's where you get the LeBron factor. Well, can LeBron, which is better than, you know, Dwayne, get that? But still, I don't think nobody can beat the Sixers, including the Cavaliers. Wally, awful quiet. Awful quiet.
Still quiet.
I make him nervous. I'm letting y'all go. What's going on, Watt, man? Good to hear from you again, man. You know, you my dude, 100 grand. All right, so who's the one that said that Ben Simmons would be, like, one of the best players in that draft?
You!
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I just want to throw that out there first. I don't know. Brandon Ingram has been talking everything. I know.
Okay, but hold on. It's not yet to be determined about Ingram. Okay, I still think Ingram can be a pole man Durant.
No, he could be good.
I was really wrong about Brandon. I thought this kid's work ethic was trash. I thought it was trash in high school.
No,
I thought it was trash in college. That's just my opinion. Okay,
oh,
so when I see him, but I see that he, but he gives me, to cut you off, okay, he gives me, in a way, so hear me out.
Yeah,
to me, McNabb never showed anything other than goofiness. Right? He has, to me, what your point guard in L.A. has with Lonzo Ball. I don't think nothing really phases the kid. It's not often I see a different change in his facial expression. So what to me may seem lackadaisical, this kid's extraordinary at. Yeah, I make it look like it's so easy. I look bored playing the game of basketball.
Yeah.
That's
gifted.
A very hard game to play. He's very gifted. You were right. I just wanted to get that out there. You were right. I was wrong. Go ahead. Now you're going to
show. No, it's cool. What the Sixers have is, like, you know, is they have an 80s Lakers squad. And what I mean by that is you look at the Magic and Kareem work the show right now, and that's what they have. They have a team that's right now, and it's young, but they have it. Like, you have Simmons, who is a souped-up Magic Johnson. And what I mean, even more than LeBron, he's really, like, really souped-up Magic in this aspect is that he's not really about scoring 30 at all, to be real with you. He can, but he's not really about that. He's about – basically, he's cool with 18, get 17 and 10, and he's cool with that. And you see that he's, truth be told, all the way around pass first. So what they are, they are capable, like very capable of getting to the NBA Finals, very capable. But again, you got that dog in Cleveland. You got that dog in Cleveland, and like you just said with Dwayne Wade, for that one game, Dwayne Wade did put his team behind his back. On his back and say, you know what, I'm a ride. We're going to take that one game. Granted, it's just one game, but Dwayne Wade was capable of doing that. You got LeBron for four games, and LeBron, and when you play basketball, we've seen it with Jordan, we've seen it with Magic, we've seen it with Bird, we see it with LeBron in the Eastern Conference. Like, there's something to say then. When you got that dude on the court, other players tend to be a little timid. It may not be Embiid, it may not be Simmons, but you got other players. When number 23, you know, with the messed up hairline is going good, people get a little timid when they checking them. They get a little timid. They're like, okay.
Talk about that man's hairline.
No, he did. But
you But you saw it even in that game in Philly where they were blowing them out. The number 23 went berserk, and they almost gave that game away. So I'm just saying, you got certain – not Embiid and Simmons. I feel like they're not scared of most.
Well, Dario Saric is the only person on the Sixers who's on record and probably one of the only people on record as saying LeBron James is the only player in the NBA that intimidates.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. You got – so I'm just saying, when that dude – and you got – and that happens. And you see, we've seen in the Eastern Conference playoffs in a couple years where other teams be like, wow, you scared LeBron. That's why I like the kid in Boston.
Like
I like the kid in Boston. That's why I like Brown, because Brown ain't scared of LeBron.
Like
he's like,
LeBron.
I don't even care
like
who
Brown
you are.
College.
You know what I mean?
Had
so,
exactly.
But back to the argument, like I agree. Like, yeah, the Sixers definitely have an opportunity to get to the. Like, to me, if you look at it's between. Them, I refuse to say Toronto. So screw that. It's gonna be two teams.
Everybody refuses. Two teams.
I refuse
Philly
to say
Philly and Cleveland.
So
don't count Toronto out, man.
I can't do it.
I think Cleveland will beat Toronto.
I can't.
I think
the East is wide open. I think the East is wide open.
For real, I think Boston can give anybody some play because they're well coached.
With Boston
with
no Kyrie makes everything even in the East.
Yeah, but I think Boston is well coached to a point where they put a fight. They'll give you a fight. Like, don't forget, even last year, Boston gave Cleveland a fight with no Isaiah Thomas. They'll give you a fight. Like, Boston is well coached. So they'll give – whoever plays Boston is going to be in a series. Like, they don't know they're winning the war.
Listen, of course, that's basketball. So it's the NBA playoffs. It's fantastic. It's supposed to be a war. But LeBron James, it should be. But it should be a war. It should be. You're right. Not all the time. The West
is doing
all the time.
You see when New Orleans
is
doing all the
time. That's just a one-sided war, is all. Just a one-sided war.
Ain't no war.
Okay? Just a one-sided. No. It's just a one-sided war. It's all. Come on. Rondo in the playoffs, okay, with Anthony Johnson. I think I heard somebody say they're the fastest team in the NBA. And we know, listen. Rondo, playoffs. We're not talking about the West. Talk about the East. Don't change my narrative right now. Okay? King James, okay, when his team ain't doing what he needs them to do, he will quit on their ass. I said it. Don't you dare tell me, LeBron fan, you've never seen him quit on his team.
No, I've seen him quit.
I have.
I don't think he's doing No. I will say this. No, I agree. I think he has quit before, but I don't think he'll quit this time. It's too late in his legacy right now, to be honest with you. Like, he has to go out.
I'm gonna disagree with you, Wiley. I'm gonna tell you why. I don't want you to get an explanation out because I want to make a point before you kill me. You say it's too late in his career, and I understand why you say that, but that's a personality trait. Not a career move type trait. That's a personality trait in LeBron. When you have that in you to quit on your team, and I say that because you know I've coached
it's
guys
like
who quit on a team. I've played with guys who have quit on a team. That's a personality trait. That has nothing to do with the game itself. That's a personality trait, and he just has that. I mean, unfortunately, all the good he does a lot of good, and I commend him for that. That's one of the biggest reasons I like LeBron. With all the good that he does in the world, to you know, when it comes to him, you know, looking like it's not going to happen, and he's frustrated, he tends to bow out, and you know, he's had times where he's put his team on his back and got him through.
Yes, he has.
I.e. Cleveland versus Pittsburgh versus Detroit.
Yeah, Dingo Hanley.
But there have been times where he said, you know what, I'm done, and he's done that. Can I take a step back, guys? Can I take a step back? Is Micah still here? Absolutely. Is Micah still here?
Ooh, shots fired.
No shots fired. Look, in the beginning of the year, Micah, I kind of forced Ben Simmons on you, and you kind of humbled me a little bit about a statistic. I want to give you a reason to like Ben Simmons. You may already know this, but I ain't been on the show in a while, so I'm going to say it. I'm going to give you a real good reason to like Ben Simmons. I know what you like. I'm gonna give you this. Ben Simmons is a huge gamer, and he streams. He's a huge gamer, and he plays ball. That, for no other reason than that, Micah, you should be a big Ben Simmons fan. Big time gamer.
No,
plays with Ninja. Plays with Shroud. Plays with all those guys. Plays with all those guys.
No, I'm good. I mean, Ben Simmons gamer.
Then I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back to the beginning of the season.
Ben
I'm gonna go back since you shot me down again.
Watch Ben Simmons play. All I need to do is watch Ben Simmons play, man. He's been phenomenal this season. You know, if they counted rookie of the year differently, it wouldn't be him. But it wouldn't be him. It'll be another guy.
Why is that a conversation this year? Why is that a conversation this year that he shouldn't be? He shouldn't be rookie of the year.
I think Ben Simmons is fine. I think Ben Simmons being a rookie of the year is fine. Okay. He's earned it. There's been plenty of times where he's shown that he can put the team on his back. I think Ben Simmons is going to be a fantastic player for years to come. So this was before. This was me not knowing what Ben Simmons was going to bring to the table because of things that he has not done. Well, now that I've seen some body of work, well, guess what? Just like it's kind of like this. I put it in this perspective. I've seen Victor Oladipo with Russell Westbrook, and I've seen him without Russell Westbrook. That dude can ball. Just saying, maybe Russell Westbrook is one of the reasons why he couldn't ball as much as he could.
I've been telling folks that. That's the basketball.
Indiana could be the biggest threat to the Sixers.
They won 52 games, and no one gives them credit. The Philadelphia 76ers won 52 games.
No, everybody's giving the credit. I'll take that back. Everybody's giving the credit. Actually, a lot of people are starting to pick them to get to the finals. Like, little by little, they're starting to get a lot of respect. You can't deny talent, man. It's one thing you can't do is deny talent. They got a boatload of talent. They do. And what Micah said earlier about adding Bellinelli and what's the tall dude's name? I can't say his name. Ilyasova. Did I say it correctly?
Ilyasova.
Ilyasova,
yeah. Ilyasova. Ersan Ilyasova.
I'm going to say what? Getting those two individuals really helped put them over the top because now they got shooting to counter Ben Simmons, who can't shoot. You know, which amazes me. I'm still trying to get over that you can't.
Yeah,
really
the fact that he literally gets what he gets and just tries.
That's impressive.
He doesn't even try to even shoot a jump shot, yo. He don't even try.
He doesn't. He absolutely does not.
You know what? That's what makes him a great basketball player, though. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, you know your limit. You got people who can't shoot who try to shoot. Like, try to shoot threes who can't shoot. Ben Simmons knows his game. Ben Simmons, that's what makes him an intelligent basketball player. He knows his game.
We should get him on the show.
That's why you gotta like Ben Simmons.
Show for the intelligent sports fans.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's what you. That's why you gotta love. That's why I tell folks all the time, like, why do you hate the Ben Simmons? Well, he can't shoot. Well, he knows he can't shoot. He's not trying to shoot. He's not trying to force a jump shot that's not going in. He's gonna try to get to the basket or try to set up a teammate. Ben Simmons is an intelligent basketball player. He's a basketball savant. He's right now. You look at where he's going at.
Look at somebody.
Like
in love
he's
with
like.
Ben here.
Like, Ben Simmons has been my dude. Like, so Ben Simmons, LeBron are very comparable in the aspect of how they think about basketball in terms of, okay, I'm going to drive here and I'm going to find this dude on the kickout. I'm going to drive here and set up this next dude for this layup. Ben Simmons is thinking, he's playing chess when people are playing checkers. Like, Ben Simmons has got the game down as a young basketball player. Wow. He's going to only get better.
He talks about
the best thing
him.
The Sixers did was surround him with them shooters.
Yeah,
yeah,
real. Best thing they did, for real. Because now he has more options to look to spread the court. He has J.J. Redick coming off screen. He's got Bellinelli.
I gotta ask this question.
It's awesome for him.
Whose team is it? I just want to know. I want to know whose team you – because I believe as Ben Simmons is the star, the team revolves around Joel Embiid. And I know that –
I'll tell you like this.
This season, it was
Joel Embiid's team, right? Joel Embiid goes down for those few weeks. I think Ben Simmons established himself as it being his team. Because
Everybody says there's something wrong with being number two. There's something wrong with, I'm not going to say Robin. There's something wrong with Nightwing or Flash or Batman. Everybody can't be Superman.
And to call Embiid a two is kind of strange because he's a two. Here's the thing. Here's the funny thing about it. Usually when you say it's this guy's team, this guy's team, this guy's team, they're a scorer, right? But when you say it's Ben Simmons' team, he's a distributor.
Yeah.
And one of his main scorers, which you might call the number two, is the one that's going to get you probably 25 to 30 points a night.
What I'm saying is
if you say Ben Simmons, it's him, you would just say that Embiid is number two. Embiid is the main guy. Embiid is the main attraction. Embiid is the go-to guy, right?
He's the whole
But Ben
show.
Simmons – But Ben Simmons is the engine that makes everything work.
Exactly. Because Ben Simmons
he's the
gas. Reddick,
no, I'm sorry. He tried to make
JJ
that better. Embiid is the engine. Ben Simmons is the gasoline.
Yeah.
I like it as Embiid's the heart and Simmons is the blood. Because I think you can't live without a heart, and I think this team is that much better when Joel Embiid is in that game. That's what scares me about every time he falls on the ground.
Well, they're better. If either of those dudes go out, they're not the same thing. Put it that way. They're not the same thing. They're just not. Because what you have, Ben Simmons gives you buckets, like Jay Chris said. Like, he gives you buckets. But then if it's just Embiid by himself, then you're not going to be able to utilize J.J. Redick, Bellinelli, the guys like that like you want to. Even with just Embiid.
Right.
Now, when you got Ben Simmons on the court, when you saw when Embiid was out, how J.J. Redick's game went up. Because Ben Simmons is an all-around point guard. Those dudes will eat with Ben Simmons. They will eat, and it will be a dynamic offensive output because you don't know where the scoring's coming because Ben Simmons is dishing it out.
Let's move forward to tonight, guys. Wizards, Raptors, Cavs, Pacers. What's going to happen here? Bucks, Celtics. Let's get some bets that in there, Michael. Who you got in this Raptors-Washington game? Washington needs this victory before all Washington, D.C. fans slip their wrist.
Oh, gosh. I don't know about slip the wrist.
Yeah,
I mean, I know DC is someone starving for a championship, but good gosh, man. You took that Roman Reigns getting busted the hard way to heart. But,
I knew you couldn't go a show without making a Roman Reigns reference. Go ahead.
Welcome back. Let me go ahead because of who they're playing and how they've been playing them. Let me go ahead and get Toronto in this one. I'm fine with Toronto. Do you want me to go into the Cleveland and Boston game as well, or just leave it at Toronto for right now?
Go ahead and pick your winners.
That's fine. I think with the way that Indiana's going to play, and they're going to play some smart ball, I see this as a seven-game series. I think Indiana's going to win this game tonight, and then Boston's being really well coached. Right now, and so I see them winning this game against Milwaukee tonight. This series is going to be over pretty quickly for Milwaukee, sadly.
I got Bucks, Cavs, Wizards. Who you got in this one there, Jay Chris?
Being the fact that I haven't been able to watch much of the playoffs, which is very unfortunate, I'm going to go with
–
it's crazy. I'm so mad. My schedule has been so crazy. I mean – I don't know if you guys know, but my schedule has changed. I don't even I get off on Fridays and Saturdays now, but I still got baseball practice, and I got to work every day now during the week, so I don't get to see anything. Anyway, I digress. I'm going with the Wizards tonight. I think John Wall has to carry the team on his back. They got to get it together. I don't know what happened to the Wizards in the last few months. I know John Wall went down for a while, but they got to get it together. They're a good team. The Bucks lost this series back mid-season when they fired Jason Kidd. Biggest mistake the Bucks made this season.
Oh, I agree. That's not spoken enough. That is not. I so agree. Go ahead.
They became a different team after Jason Kidd was gone. I think the Bucks will take a game, so I say the Bucks get the next game. And what was the other game? Indiana and Cleveland.
Indiana and Cleveland.
Man, I like the way Indiana's playing.
I heard a Pacers reporter say the best thing that happened to the Pacers was getting PG-13 out of Indiana. And they believed from the beginning of the trade, when they heard what was going on, they had the better of the deal. So I'm saying I heard it out of an Indiana Pacers beat reporter.
You said that now, right?
It opened some things up for them, and it gave them a point guard. It gave them a scoring point guard. It gave them a killer at the point guard's position. And let Oladipo back in Indiana, and it just, you know, gave him a boost. You know, he's playing out of his mind right now. So I like Indy at home. Yeah, I like Indy at home. I like DC at home. I like the Bucks getting the game. I think all the lower seeds win tonight.
Who you got in this one there, Wally? Again, I got Bucks.
Okay, give me DC family. Give me the Wiz. John Wall's had a good series. I'm not like Bradley Beal stepping up. Bradley Beal needs to step up. So I expect Bradley Beal to get some home a home cooked meal and a bowl. I got LeBron.
What up, DC? Shout out Ken Acosta.
My man. My man. I got LeBron hurting feelings in Indiana. And also I have the Boston Celtics beating the Bucks. Brown and Tatum are a problem. They're a serious problem.
I'm going to say this much real fast, and we're going to move on. And that's simply, I don't care what you say, people. King Von Jr. says Philly's doing this for meat meals. Nothing else. So,
man, that's a whole nother conversation. Oh, my God.
A whole nother conversation.
My God.
Hawaii Mania off air. But, I think tonight, I like the playoffs right now. I think it's the best playoffs we've had in quite some time, to be honest. I really do like what's going on right now in the playoffs. And then tomorrow night, I think Pelicans will sweep in the series. I do. I think they've already got them. I think the Rockets lose this one, beat Timberwolves. And I got the Thunder beating the Jazz. That's how I got tomorrow night games. I'm going to tell you, I got
LeBron's
Thunder
going over
Portland. Jazz. No, it's not. All right, the Rockets over Timberwolves. I got the Pelicans over the Trailblazers. And again, tomorrow night, I got the Sixers over the Heat. How you guys get them going, Micah?
In that particular game, I mean, Ricky Rubio got a playoff win before the Minnesota Timberwolves got a win. So, I mean, Houston's just going to roll, man. Houston's going to roll. They're going to get that rest. So, you got to give me Houston in this one.
Trailblazers, Pelicans?
Oh, the Pelicans. I have – what? Wally, can you explain to me what happened to Portland? What's going on in Portland? I thought they were the better team.
It's called having having one of the transformational players in AD. Having AD,
what?
One of the best players to. Huh? What? You okay?
I'm perfectly fine there.
You okay? Huh? What?
You mean the actual? You mean the actual league MVP? The actual league MVP
Micah, I won't even argue that, Micah, because I've said this for a while. Arguably, he's the best player in the league. He's the best player in the league.
I mean, we can't talk straight in the barbershop. Then where can we talk straight? We can't talk straight nowhere else. You know, this ain't nothing but healthy conversation. That's all right.
AD's playing amazing with a cast of very good characters around.
Yeah. I love Drew Holiday. I love Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday to me is
underrated. I think
Gabe Chris had a sour taste in his mouth, and I thought the Sixers, although it panned out for them at the time, made a bad decision getting. I thought that
he was overrated in Philly. He was overrated in Philly.
I didn't think he was. I thought he played good defense.
Drew could go. You can play defense, and he could get you buckets. Like, you don't get a lot of point guards who can do both. And
I said he's overrated, but he's solid.
I just think
no one calls him higher than solid. So how can he be overrated if you call him solid?
Oh no, people have been very high on Drew Holiday for a long time. He's good, he's not top tier point guard in the league.
Well, I say this much: Drew Holiday was an All Star, right at the point in time, right? He's an All Star.
He was lucky to be an All Star.
Well, I'll say in the Eastern Conference, if he was in the Eastern Conference, he could be an All Star. He could
right
be
now
an All-Star.
Today.
A healthy Drew, he could be the way he's playing the postseason, especially the way he's playing the postseason. Because he's giving and I love
maybe because of the lack of guard play. And that's kind of what got him in there the last time because guards got hurt. So maybe because of the lack of guard play in the East. Yeah. But he's not getting there over John Wall. He's not getting there over Kyle Lowry. He's not getting there over Victor Oladipo.
Kyle Lowry, he's just as good as Kyle Lowry. Like, to me, Kyle Lowry ain't that much better than Drew Holiday. Drew Holiday is making Dame Lillard look bad. And I love Dame.
If you switch those two teams, I guarantee you that
Drew,
you put Drew on Toronto, and you put Kyle Lowry on New Orleans, New Orleans is better, and Toronto is not as good.
I bet you Drew shows out in playoffs and Lowry bums out against Portland. I bet you Dame Lillard busts his butt in Portland.
We can't talk fantasy right now, guys. It's an impromptu hour show, and we're talking fantasy matchups. I thought that was only on the wrestling program. But we did stuff like that. Now we got fans. He's switching up teams. I bet he was over here. If he was over here, we don't know about that. What we do know is the Thunder play the Jazz. Who's winning this game, Micah?
Oh man, the way the Jazz is playing is fantastic. I actually watched a little bit of that. The last part of the game.
Give me a damn winner.
Well, fine. It's gonna be OKC anyway. It's OKC.
Okay. All right. Now moving on. Wally. 76ers Heat, Trailblazers Pelicans, Rockets Timberwolves, Thunder Jazz.
Who wins the series?
Who wins the next damn game, people?
Okay,
they win it. They win it.
I thought we already did.
You all are doing the
RG. Miami Sixers. I thought we did the Miami Sixers.
No.
Oh, give me. Oh,
no.
We
just
didn't talk. Oh, give me Miami. All right, Miami. Give me the Jazz. No, don't give me the Jazz. Give me OKC.
Okay.
Give me the. Oh, why are you giving the Rockets? We don't even talk about the game. That's easy. Give me the Rockets. That's an easy game. Why are we even talking?
Okay.
The
Chopas get swept.
Yeah, exactly. Then we got the whole. Yeah, you already know Pelicans are beating the Trailblazers. That's not even an argument.
Okay. So now, Jay Chris, Jazz Thunder.
Thunder.
Timberwolves Rockets.
Timberwolves.
Pelicans Trailblazers, and not in the fantasy way.
Trailblazers, Nurkic, you got to do more. Or whatever his name
Six,
is.
And you got the Sixers winning game four?
Yes.
All right. I still got the Sixers. The Trailblazers will lose. The Rockets, as I said earlier, and the Thunder will win the game. People, that's a little bit short enough time on the program. 8 minutes to be exact. I just wanted to get it out there that the WWE Superstar Shake-Up took place. Okay? I haven't been here, damn it. I wanted to get this out. I ain't talked to y'all since WrestleMania. Okay? Then all of a sudden, I paid too much money for this damn microphone for Blog Talk Radio to not have it work when I push the button to talk. Damn it. Geraldo. But, SmackDown.
Geraldo? I'm sorry.
SmackDown. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's good. Just hey, Nate. Okay. Makes me mad. I just think so bad.
Cubs!
Well, they suck. But, pitching, I didn't know why they suck. But, yeah, whatever. 11-7, I know your record. I feel, you know, I love you guys. You know, I celebrate when you won a championship. I bought a newspaper.
I didn't even know what that record was, to be honest.
In LA, I just had to be looking at it. It's like right in front of my face for games on TV. And they play tomorrow, so it was like right there. A little cheat sheet, if you will. But, Micah, I'm saying SmackDown whipped Raw's ass, and SmackDown can now be the A show. And the A show also came out because I cannot wait to see what Dolph, Drew McIntyre, who I have his shirt on right now, Paul's my own T-shirt of his, not his shirt that's broke back. But, not talking about Rikishi's, I think, both shows came out wonderful, and it's good wrestling if written properly ahead of us. What do you think?
You said wrestling written properly in front of us, knowing who still controls the creative in the back.
I tried to throw that in there, and you caught me. Damn it, you slick one.
You know
what,
you ain't gonna catch me off guard with that.
God darn it, I tried to put that in there. But that's why I had to say
it's okay.
It because
it's
I
okay.
couldn't say what was coming out my mouth and then not know that they can change it at any given moment. So let's not talk that. Be a fan, right? Fanatic. Be a fan. But what you see, is this a win-win for both shows?
No. I feel that even though Raw got more people, I believe that SmackDown has a better quality of people. And they have guys that can be in multiple feuds at multiple times. And their shakeup, I believe, fits their roster better. Seems like a lot more hard-hitting people, a lot more gritty people. I don't count Manny Rose and Sonya Deville. And of course, you have your Miz, which that, I mean, come on, we saw that coming from a mile away. You can't have a guy in Daniel Bryan not come back and not be one of his main feuds. But think about it like this: Samoa Joe as a name on Raw, because there may be a lot of politics when it comes to Raw. We get pretty much what is this TNA 2010?
It looks like
with. I mean, just listen to the combination of TNA in 2010 with a little bit of New Japan mixed up in there. You know, I mean, we got
the
multiple things to be set
the
up based on the way.
The tag team division is amazing.
The tag team division is going to be great again, because the tag team division is going to be great again. I hope Drew McIntyre and Dolph Ziggler are not a tag team, but I don't mind it.
I saw that finisher
was good.
I want to see Baron Corbin.
That was a good finisher.
I want to see Corbin
join.
Baron Corbin.
Corbin join them?
Yep. It shouldn't be over. Give Dolph a stable. He's the best wrestler.
Well, that's how he was
the
champion.
Business,
that's how he was able to get the championship
AJ
the first time. Yeah, that was how he got a championship the first time, was with the stable, with AJ and Big E.
So I'm going to tweet it out. The best wrestler in the business, not named AJ Styles, Hill Ziggler. Friend of the program. Y'all saw the pictures. Hashtag Belt King. Sorry, got to get it out there. Chief Pop, but if not.
No, you good, man. No, it's fantastic. I mean, like, you know, y'all are the Belt Kings, by the way. Good gosh. I had, what, 40, over 40 belts between the four of you?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I know out of those four, you had the most.
No, I didn't. Mo has the most. Mo is the, he has more than me. He has more than
so
me.
So he's Emperor Palpatine and you're Darth Vader?
No, because Darth Vader, you know, I don't like Darth Vader. He's that reference when it comes to this. He became Darth Vader because he was insecure. I'm sorry. I stopped loving Darth Vader years ago. Episode 3 ruined it. Okay? But.
Yeah, it did.
I'm sorry. But, that's what I go with. I'm sorry. Give me any day of the week. Everything is involved with Dolph Ziggler, and I'm happy. Give him Baron Corbin. I don't care about their beef they had on SmackDown. We know what that was to do, and it didn't do it, and they're on a different show, and it's a wrestling storyline, people. That means they can change their characters and change storylines just like a season does, when in real life, no one would ever sleep with their sisters, aunties, brothers, cousins, best friends, sister, and auntie again. So, wrestling, enjoy the storyline they're giving you. It's different than what it was 6 months ago. That's how you watch wrestling. Damn, I didn't mean to drop Ether on him like that.
That's what I'm about.
I
was like, you go, bro. But look, but I'm going to Ether Raw, because they got the worst pick. They got the worst pick of all of them. They actually got not Zack Ryder. It was Jinder Mahal.
I knew you were going to say that. Jinder Mahal on Raw will be big time Intercontinental Champion. Watch it.
Jinder Mahal is going to be funny as all get out. He's going to be hilarious. Because I don't lie, he's gotten a lot of funnier, even though I didn't like the championship run over at SmackDown. He has gotten kind of, like, the dude could actually, like, crack some good jokes when he feels like it. And his wrestling is whatever. I don't care too much about his wrestling. But at least his character is someone I can actually get invested into this time and I can actually hate.
SmackDown, Raw. Can't we talk about it? This coming week, we will bring back to you Perfect Flex Talk Radio. Stay tuned for that, getting the guys together finally back. I'm back from WrestleMania so we can do things again and get the show back cracking. Jay Chris, thanks for the impromptu call. Philly, DMV's own Wale! Put that idea in your pocket, boy. We need to do your people of your skin tone. 7 days for this Cindy War, and I'm going to say it right now. If he dies, I will cry. Do not kill Captain America, people. Do not. I don't want to cry in a crowded theater. And I'm crying because I'm hardcore. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me for me. And don't love God. We're out of here, y'all. Peace.
the shoulders boards, hosted okay, by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock.